So Massachusetts farmers and retailers find themselves in limbo as a new state policy takes effect in different ways in communities around the state. It's a ban on the sale of some hemp products, including foods with the cannabis extract known as CBD. WBUR's Anindore and Wemeka looks at how those affected are reacting.
It's not hard to find CBD in Northampton. Just walk into Cornucopia Natural Wellness Market on Main Street. It's got organic vegetables, square-shaped herbal soaps, and plenty of kombucha. It's also got CBD, lots of CBD. Nate Clifford owns the store.
We started here. We had a foot and a half, maybe, of product, and it's expanded into one shelf, two shelves, three shelves, now five shelves. It's like 25 feet of CBD, and it's extremely popular.
He sells CBD drops, gummies, and even olive oil.
And there's also the honeys and things that have CBD infused into it.
CBD has gotten a lot of hype. It's often promoted as a way to relieve anxiety, pain, and other ailments. Clifford says CBD products, including lotions and balms, account for $200,000 in net sales. And he thought he had a pretty good thing going here. That is, until he received this letter from Northampton's Public Health Department.
At this time, we are asking you to voluntarily take all CBD-infused food products off your shelf as state and federal regulations are still being created to ensure safety to customers.
The letter was sent to all food and retail establishments in Northampton. But Clifford doesn't see why officials are coming down on CBD. The CBD he sells comes from hemp, which has very low levels of THC, the psychoactive part of marijuana. Meanwhile, marijuana, with its higher levels of THC, is already legal in Massachusetts. Clifford says he'll stop making CBD-infused chocolates. But as for the rest of the CBD products he carries,
we're expected to stand up to the man here. This is Northampton, so it's really a town that's there's a protest over something almost every week. You know, honestly, if I pull products before I really absolutely have to, a lot of my customers will come in here and be like, "You bowed down to the man." So we carry these things because people want them and because they're doing therapeutic things for folks. We intend to keep providing those things for them.
Just across Main Street, the store Shop Therapy has taken a different approach. Donovan Bartish is the assistant store manager.
Oh, we're having a fire sale on it. I mean, we're not going to be able to sell it anymore.
So I see you have some signs here that say all CBD edibles, buy one, get one free.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, at this point, all we're trying to do is at least get some of our money back on our investment we've made with this stuff.
Yeah. And how much have you spent on this?
Thousands. Yeah, without a doubt.
Bartish says the ban on CBD edibles goes too far and hurts local businesses.
Personally, I think it's asinine because I've not heard of a single instance of it hurting anyone at all. Not one.
But federal regulators say many health claims about CBD are unproven and they want more research on it. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has even warned several companies about their claims, including Wakefield-based Curaleaf. Just up Main Street in Northampton's municipal building is the person in charge of enforcing the CBD food ban here.
So CBD has taken us by surprise.
Meredith O'Leary is Northampton's director of public health. She's the one who issued the letter to businesses about CBD.
My inspectors were coming to me saying that our stores, our retail stores, were saturated with CBD products, and I really didn't even know what CBD was.
O'Leary says she looked into CBD and talked to different agencies about it. She says she's just carrying out the state's policy, which follows guidelines from the FDA. And the FDA says it's unlawful to add CBD to food.
So when my inspectors go out and do their regular inspections, we're not going to be looking for it. We're not going to be targeting anyone. When they're going out to do their regular food inspections, if they see that CBD-infused food products are being sold, we're going to ask them again to voluntarily take them off the shelf.
Cities and towns across Massachusetts are taking different approaches. Some, like Northampton, have issued warning letters. Some have not. Some are giving businesses until next year to sell off their products. Others appear to have no real enforcement at all. Julia Agron is a hemp farmer with the Northeast Sustainable Hemp Association.
You know, that makes for a different regulatory environment. It makes for a very difficult environment in which to grow a business. So a lot of things are sort of still up in the air.
There may be some legislative relief in sight. A bill was filed in Massachusetts last month to legalize CBD products made from hemp. Agron says a legislative solution can't come soon enough.
because farming is seasonal, and farmers can't necessarily wait till October for these things to be resolved if they're hoping to recoup the money that they've already spent putting seeds in the ground and growing plants. I hope they really take this up and move it forward.
And legislation could provide more clarity for cities and towns tasked with enforcement. In the meantime, the FDA is still evaluating how it might regulate CBD, so its stance could change. If that happens, the state says it would review its policy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.